You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, it's kind of funny. My sister went on a vacation to Costa Rica, lived there for almost 2 months. Absolutely beautiful country, Lee. Many Americans vacation there.
Yeah.
Not a lot of interest in Uganda, generally, for a vacation.
Yeah, that's true.
But Costa Rica is a vacation destination. So, you know, if I were Abrigo Garcia, Kilmore. Abrigo Garcia, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere. I'm glad to see her face isn't swollen this morning. She has complained to police on multiple occasions that he beat her, and she was intimidated, she said, by his family and withdrew it. So, you know, great people, kind of people we need here in America, because there's just not enough wife beaters here in America. So he's got the choice. Right now, they are protesting outside the ICE facility. They want to keep Kilmore. Or as I call him, Kilmore Garcia, here in America. And the left is really mad about this. What Americans probably don't realize, Lee, is, again, this guy has a deportation order from a judge. He's got a deportation. So he's done. Like, there's no further for him to go. There's no, hey, we're just going to keep him. And the Democrats are out there arguing this more, fighting for this guy. Which to me is just incredible that they have now. I mean, they've come out on the national stage. They're not just for, as I thought they would be in the Trump era, keeping peaceful illegal immigrants who've just come here to work, love their children, want a better life. Like, there's a part of me that really gets that, and I don't blame them. I would do the same. I blame our politicians. But when you're advocating for criminals, people with charges, people who say, because of my MS-13 affiliation, I can't go back to my home country of El Salvador because rival gangs will try to kill me. You admit you're MS-13. And by the way, Lee, this hasn't gotten as much attention as it should be. His argument for why he can't go back to El Salvador is the rival gangs think he murdered one of their mothers. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
So let me get straight. You're saying it's too dangerous, human rights, for you to go back to El Salvador because you might be killed because you're MS-13 and because the rival gang thinks for some reason you killed one of their mothers? Did you? That, if I was a reporter with a microphone, that is the first question I would ask him. Did you kill them? Did you kill him? Did you kill her? Did you kill the mother? Are they confused? Are they mistaken? No. Is there anything you could do to settle this up? Maybe, you know, she explained to him, I really didn't kill her. Then we could just send you back to El Salvador.
So you're saying you're not a gang member, but the reason that you don't want to be sent out of the country is because you are fearful of another gang retaliating against your membership in a gang.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is who the Democrats are choosing for their stand. This is it. Now, here are the options facing him right now. This is as Fox News is covering this live, and they're having a big protest outside the ICE facility.
We start with a Fox News alert. Right now, Kilmar Abrego Garcia joining supporters, as you can see, outside of the Baltimore ICE office as he faces possible deportation to Uganda after rejecting a plea deal last week.
So Doug Luzada joins us now with the latest. Doug.
Hey, good morning. A Costa Rica or Uganda, that appears to perhaps still be the choice now for Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Let's take a live look back at that ICE office in Baltimore. It's where Abrego Garcia, who is an illegal immigrant, had been told to report this morning. And he did show up. You see him there with supporters, with protesters. And here's the decision that he faces, because we think he can still make this decision now. If he pleads guilty to human smuggling charges, he'll be sent to Costa Rica. If he doesn't, it may be Uganda.
Uganda's on the table. We'll see. I mean, you know, we DOJ's, you know, our immigration attorneys and the judges, they're all in negotiations, and we'll see what happens. But Uganda's on the table. We have an agreement with them. It's on the table, absolutely.
On the table. Abrego Garcia's attorney told NPR, I expect that ICE will take him into detention because, well, pretty much that's what they do. They have said they're going to try to deport him. Now, critics of the president's illegal immigration crackdown.
Yeah, so they're complaining about this. You know what I want to know this morning? This is what I would ask the Democrat leadership, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to keep a known self-admitted MS-13 gang member who is facing human smuggling charges in this country. Okay. What is your line? Where's your line? Like, what is too much crime by these illegals? No, we just got to deport this one.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is it sexual assault? Doesn't seem to be. In the city of Boston, Mayor Wu keeps letting child sex offenders go. We caught four of them last week in an internationally wanted weapons trafficker who's wanted in his own country by Interpol. They're searching for him, but we let him go so he could wander the streets of Boston. So, like, where is the line? Is it a little human trafficking at a felony level's okay? You can bring in the illegals. But, you know, international weapons trafficking, that's too much.
You know, I bet if they made
line?
I bet if they made a donation to the Republican Party or voted in a Republican primary, that would probably turn them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's worse than child sex abuse.
Yes. To them, yes.
To them, yes, to them. That is an that means you're a Nazi. So then we have to get rid of you quickly. And if you're law abiding on top of it, that's an additional problem apparently for the left.
Yeah.
Speaking of law abiding, we're headed for a real problem in this country, because there are people who get their news entirely from liberal sources, and they are so weaponized with ignorance right now, they are dangerous. They were told all weekend from the New York Times to CNN, Lee, that John Bolton did nothing. Trump just raided his home because he doesn't like him.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what we figured. Yeah.
You know how dangerous that is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there are a lot of these people. I mean, you're talking about like top line number, 50% admit to being mentally ill already. We had that poll last week. It's 50% of liberal women, 43% of Democrats overall say, yes, we have a mental illness diagnosis. They're not doing well already, all right? And you pump mentally and you pump this news into them that Trump is now rounding up an enemies list.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, the media, Fox News or News Nation or somebody, needs to come up with the video and the audio of all of these Democrats now that are decrying this action of the Trump DOJ against John Bolton, and have the video or audio of them when they were decrying John Bolton and his involvement in the Trump administration, in the previous administration, and the types of policies that he was after, because Democrats hated John Bolton, hated him.
And then, you know what else they need to play? Democrats saying over and over again in the Trump-Russia collusion hoax era, we have to let it play out. No one is above the law, yeah, right?
Right.
Don't we have to do that just to see how it ends, but to find out?
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance said that over the weekend to Kristen Welker, who's looking at him like he's crazy. I'm like, that's what we heard for all those years.
I suspect that if the media and the American people let this case actually unfold, if they let the investigation unfold as it's currently doing, they're going to find out that what we're doing is being very deliberate and being very driven by the national interest and by the law here. And that's as it should be.
Okay, so what left-wing viewers of left-wing media do not know is that there was a separate criminal investigation by the FBI into John Bolton for emailing highly sensitive classified materials through a private server.
Gee, where have we heard that before?
There's something going on. Matt Taibbi was talking about this over the weekend, the reporter, and he was like, look, during that era, we had classified data was showing up everywhere. It was in the news. Every day it was driving the news. Someone was leaking it. Well, that's who they're going after. The people illegally leaking classified news. So there was a criminal investigation into Bolton for that, and the Biden DOJ quietly shut it down. Not because they resolved it and he didn't do anything wrong, but because he did do something wrong.
Well,
and they made sure it went away.
Probably it implicated some other Democrats, too.
Yeah, I suspect that that's the case. Hiring, listen, this is from the New York Post. They broke this over the weekend. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton should face criminal charges over his alleged emailing of highly sensitive classified materials through a private server. High-ranking FBI officials told the New York Post on Saturday, as those officials from the FBI questioned why the Biden administration shelved the case in the first place. Federal agents raided Bolton's Maryland home in search of evidence in their case investigating the Trump critics' alleged theft of highly sensitive national security documents. Okay, he can only view these in a SCIF.
Right.
You don't get to put them on a thumb drive like Hillary did and walk around with them. You don't get to load them onto your unsecure server so the Chinese can access them and then pay you off by making a donation to the Clinton Foundation. You don't get to do any of those things. And yet they all seem to think if they were deep state, they could. They could just go walking around with classified data, steal it. And Lee, if you have it with you, you take it with you. Whether you do it electronically, you're just forwarding it over email. That is stealing classified data.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take it. And the other question you have is, how did you get it? You're only supposed to view it in a SCIF. They have handlers for that. Who is giving them this classified data that they're then going walking around with? And the next thing, this is what the left doesn't know, okay? This is really important from last week. See, if you missed last week's news, and they did because it was blacked out, you are so lost right now. Half America is lost right now. We found out last week, James Comey illegally leaked classified data. Those are felonies every time you do it. He even had a handler to pass it on to the media. Well, what happened to that case? He was under criminal investigation. They killed it. What about Andrew McCabe, deputy director of the FBI? He did the same thing. He was under investigation. They killed it. Hillary Clinton did the same thing. She was under investigation. They killed the investigation. And these were actual honest FBI agents investigating this stuff. Adam Schiff We're being told he's being pursued by Trump for vengeance. No, we actually have FBI documentation from a whistleblower who went to them and said, listen, I'm a Democrat, and he is sitting around planning to leak classified information. And when I pointed out that's illegal, he said, that's fine, we'll get away with it, and did it anyway. See, without that background information, nothing Trump's doing right now or his DOJ makes any sense to you. You think he's just going full dictator. And that's a really dangerous situation for this country, for people to be so misinformed. I'm afraid it's going to get violent. That if people just had facts, it might not get violent. But the media doesn't want you to have facts. That's why they raided Bolton's home, y'all. But the real reason they raided Bolton's home, aside from the fact that he was already legitimately under criminal investigation, I'll have in the next segment. Coming up, I'll tell you where this is going. Next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.